See, each had their own interpretation of the word. That's what the reason Israel didn't recognize Moses. That's the reason the world didn't recognize Noah. That's the reason all the prophets wasn't recognized. They had their own interpretation of the word. But God in every age has had His Messiah. To reject Noah's message was rejecting God. To reject Noah was to perish. To reject Moses was to perish. It was, they were the anointed Messiahs for that age, the word that was promised for that age. And when Jesus came, He was the fullness of the word. God Himself made into a man structured with bones and flesh, the anointed one. And they should have seen that. But you see, their church world had so added here and taken away here and so forth until it was so messed up till they trusted in their church instead of the Word. And when they seen their church anointed, then they thought something great was taking place. But when they seen the Word anointed, then they said, that's fanaticism. This man is a devil, a Beelzebub. Because it's so contrary to their church, until their church creeds and what they had done. And it was that way in every coming of a prophet. The church would be so messed up, God sent down His laws and gave them a covenant, and the priest would come in and cut away and add to and take over here and make a creed out of it. And then God would raise out of nowhere some anointed man that was raised up in the power of the Spirit. And he was always hated by the priests, by the kings, and where the false prophets wore their soft clothes and walked humbly and softly among the kings and the priests to deserve big names and things. Then the real true prophet came from nowhere. None of their organizations.